I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Madonna is finally out of the hospital after being in the ICU for several days. So according to her manager, she's dealing with a serious bacterial infection that started this weekend. And according to her manager, she's still under medical supervision, but is finally out of the ICU, which is good news.
That's good news. I mean, it's still scary, but it's good news.
For sure.
For sure. So an Instagram post from her manager explained that she is expected to make a full recovery, but they are pausing her tour, so she has time to heal. Mm-hmm. The first date of the tour was supposed to be on July 15th. So that's about a little two-ish weeks away. So it's got to be pretty serious if it's going to take more than two-ish weeks for her to get to the point where she can perform a full concert and then continue the tour and be totally okay.
I'm glad that she's okay. I wonder if this will like shift her perspective on her lifestyle a little bit, because I feel like these are kind of those moments that'll do that for you.
Yeah.
It's so traumatic.
And you just, your health is first priority.
100%.
If you don't have your health, you got nothing.
Nothing.
The first thing that I thought of when I saw this, because I feel like we've seen a lot of stories about celebrities having plastic surgery snafus and having big health issues after that. I remember we had a couple of months ago where Madonna said that she wanted to get a lot of her plastic surgery reversed. So I almost wonder if it was complications with that. Like maybe she was getting something removed and then an infection happened because of that, and maybe it triggered other problems.
Oh, I understand your theory. Yeah. Cause it like, as far as like, cause you can dissolve fillers. So you can't like, as, when it comes to removing it, you're going to have to insert something else in to dissolve the filler.
Ooh. Yeah, beauty's pain, Mo. Beauty is pain.
I see that.
I mean, that's definitely a possibility. It's an interesting theory.
Yeah, so it's going to take a little bit longer than fans probably expect for her to get back on stage, but just glad to hear that she is going to make a full recovery. Okay, this is so heartwarming. So Glastonbury Festival was not too long ago, and Louis Capaldi was performing. And if you don't know much about Louis Capaldi, he is very outspoken about his mental health. He struggles with Tourette syndrome, and sometimes that pops up on stage, he'll be in the middle of a concert and he'll be struggling to get out the words to his lyrics.
He has tics.
Yeah, he has tics. It's something he's really been open about struggling with. And his fans, being the darlings that they are, is when it happened to him during this massive festival and he couldn't get his lyrics out, they stepped in and sang for him.
And watching the video, like he walks down the stage in front of the audience from one side to the other, and you can see the emotion on his face. And as they pan to the crowd, you can see the emotion on the crowd's face because they want to help him out. It's a really touching, beautiful moment.
Just watching the crowd sing your record to you is already such a beautiful moment. But to watch him do it in solidarity because of what you're going through, I can't imagine a much better feeling than that.
And also cool that your fans understand that they're not like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he can't. They're so empathetic to what he's going through. And if you don't follow Louis on TikTok, he is hysterical. I mean, he's just so raw and open with his fans. Like, he could honestly be a stand-up comedian as well as singer. Okay, Kelly Clarkson, she says an audience cheered her on while she took a massive dump, so she confessed that there were two times she had to stop her live show to poop. There was one time... like, she was real, and she said there was one time where she could hear people cheering her on.
Good for her. She keeps it real.
Keep it 100. That's always been a fear of mine, because, like, I'm on stage for, like, 2 hours, so I'm always worried about, like, what if I ever really got to go to the bathroom? But it's never happened to me.
You better knock on wood right now, sir.
I might start rumbling. I'll keep the show going, though, from the back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, my first couple weeks on this show, I would have tea before breakfast, and it would really upset my stomach. And I just remember the first couple of breaks that I was doing, I was like, I think I might really throw up on this show. Like, I think I might really have to, like, run out. And I know that's good for drama, but I was like, I cannot start off my national radio career like this. Like, I have to have some kind of decorum and professionalism.
Oh, girl, people have run out of this room for many, many reasons. So, yeah.
Pete Davidson, he just checked himself into rehab. We're going to talk all about that on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.